With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte announced Montana will stop providing additional unemployment benefits allowed during the coronavirus pandemic. This coincides with the state offering so-called return-to-work bonuses. Gianforte says the measures are intended to incentivize Montanans to re-enter the job market amid a severe workforce shortage. The governor's office says Montana will opt out of providing enhanced unemployment benefits by July. The state will also offer $1,200 payments to residents who are on unemployment as of May 4th. And can subsequently show they accepted a job and worked for 4 weeks. Scott Eichner with the Montana Department of Labor and Industry said the bonuses are designed to ease personal barriers to return to work.
One of the things that this could do is provide some funding to help absolve some of those things. Childcare being one of them, could be transportation, could be assistance with caring for an individual who's in your home who's sick.
A commission of lawmakers and governor appointees approved the $15 million appropriation to cover the payments, which will come from federal coronavirus aid. Eichner said the money will cover 12,500 unemployment claimants, just short of the 14,000 job openings the department is aware of in the Treasure State. Montana State University labor economist Carly Urban said back-to-work bonuses could work like the earned income tax credit, which has been shown to grow the workforce.
If you're getting a tax credit or you're getting paid more money, you're more likely to work. I think that's a very comparable policy.
Urban said it's less clear how ending enhanced unemployment benefits will impact the labor market. She said standard unemployment insurance has not been shown to keep people from seeking jobs, but Urban said there hasn't been as much research into enhanced pandemic-era benefits, which individuals are able to access for a longer period of time.
I think it's, a nice experimental setting to see what happens, and this is like a supercharged experiment where we're seeing what happens when you give people who are on unemployment more money and you take off benefits, right? So you're giving kind of like a carrot and a stick at the same time.
The state is expected to provide the payments through October. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.